is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, who doesn't remember Tony the Tiger?
I remember him, of course.
He was the mascot for Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
He would always say things like,
"They're great."
Well, apparently he had to take his Twitter account down because...
Are we really doing this?
They're called horny furries.
What?
Oh,
they're
dear.
People that like to do things with mascots.
Why would they do this?
Well, you see, so Tony the Tiger, at Real Tony the Tiger, had his official Twitter account, all these preverts would get on there now and hit on Tony the Tiger.
Okay.
What? And they would say, like, obscene things to him, like, they want to do this and they want to do that.
I am terrified.
You should be.
Oh, so, Tony the Tiger.
I got to look this up now.
So the these adults who crave the companionship of people in furry heads, have driven Tony out of the public eye on Twitter. Sorry.
Why? Are you kidding me, Rick?
No.
What?
I mean, here it is, Tony the Tiger.
I like your handkerchief, Tony. Mm.
This is, he gets like these letters, people proposing to do things to him. You know what I mean?
They're perverted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, there's a picture up of Tony the Tiger because he's pretty muscular. I never realized how muscular he was.
Yeah.
But his pants are unzipped and he's got a jock strap on. And he's taking a picture of himself.
Well, where do we live?
I don't know what's
kind
going on.
Bonkers universe is this?
All right, so this 24-year-old guy had a neighbor. His name is Robert Sharkey in Wales. And 3 years ago, he noticed his 68-year-old neighbor was, dead. Because there was wood piling up outside. There was garbage everywhere. He busted down her door and found that she had indeed died in the apartment. So what would you do? No, normal people would call the police.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
No, he didn't call the police.
He didn't?
He went ahead and got her credit card, her debit card. And for 2 years, lived off the debit card. Doing what?
What?
Ordering medium anchovy pizzas from Domino's. He also paid a few of his bills, got himself a cell phone, and he kept paying her power bill so nobody would suspect anything was wrong.
That is messed up, yo.
Yeah.
And she's just laying there dead?
Yeah. Could you imagine how bad it smelled in there? Worse than the anchovies.
Some Norman Bates right there.
When did they realize she was dead?
He did it for 2 years, and when he discovered her, it was 3 years that she had been dead.
Oh,
he wound up stealing $15,000 from her via credit cards. 8,000 of it went to Domino's Pizza.
So she's laying there dead for years. 000.
You're not even getting good pizza.
There's not much left. I would assume by that many years, the odor's gone. It's just a skeleton.
Skeleton, probably.
Oh, God. You know, that this is going to be for one of those haunted shows later.
Oh, Mike. I can't believe that.
Miss Bates?
She'll be floating down through the spirit will be floating through the living room with a pizza.
Oh.
That's horrifying.
Anchovy.
Bizarre story out of Japan. So the city is Oguri City. According to police, this unnamed man came in this convenience store about 1:40 a.m. in the morning and told the manager. Now, you got to understand, in Japan, everybody's very polite.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they'll cut you with one of their ninja knives later. But when they're faced, in public, they're polite.
Yeah.
So this man walks into the convenience store at 1:40 and says, quote, "I've come with the intent to intimidate you and rob this store. May I ask you, please, cooperate with me."
How nice he is.
The clerk wasn't so polite. He didn't get the answer he wanted. He told him to leave, which he did. And then he went right to the police station to admit that he did that, but nothing happened.
He felt bad about it.
I'm sorry I tried to rob a store.
Yeah, I was not intimidating enough.
Bless
All right,
his heart.
I bring dishonor to family. Finally, this is strange. In Glendale, California, Michael Ramirez Iraga... is seen in a booking photo released by Glendale police. He's a guy that's been responsible for several robberies in the area, break-ins and stuff like that. And finally, he broke into a catering joint, I guess hoping to get some money or whatever. But while he was there, he stole some strawberries. Strawberries.
It was back in May that Glendale police responded to a break-in of a catering van. Police discovered the intruder had stolen fresh strawberries from the van. Later, they found the stems.
And on the stems, they found DNA. And the DNA went into the system there at Glendale Police Department, and then they found his previous robberies.
Wow.
Got him.
Yeah, so he was caught by the DNA on the strawberries he was munching on while he was stealing stuff from the catering department.
Smart.
Isn't that something? And I hear there's going to be a CSI episode about
Uh-oh.
It. Oh, well, yeah, it's Glendale's, California. You know, hey, why not?
What do we got, Frank?
Well, Horatio, it appears this burglar likes strawberries. We found his DNA on all the stems.
Did you find my DNA on your wife last night?
You can't do that.
Stacey Show.